7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
And then the background noises clear out, and then he starts to talk. It's 1930 UTC. Wow, is that a flicker right there? It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm a guy. I'm a very specific guy. I am that guy you know. I am that guy you know. When your friends say, hey, do you know a guy that can blah, 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 blah? You go, yeah, I know a guy. I am that guy. I'm sitting in my car in a parking lot. Let's see if we can get out. I don't want to spook that bird. And over there on one of the wooden, what do you call the little posts? Bollards. On one of the wooden bollards, there's one of those woodpeckers, a flicker. He's kind of big. Oh, he just jumped down. He's now sort of standing in the parking lot. Oh, so where am I? What am I doing? Oh, there he goes. As soon as I stood up, he sort of flew into the tree. Okay, close the car door, Tobe. I'm out here at the Tranquility Softball Complex, also known as the Heronry. Oh, and that's the other... There he goes. He just flew over me. I'm getting all kinds of flyovers today. Because you're not going to believe what just happened to me. I was just driving down Fort Street, and I was driving by the MUD, you know, natural gas complex, or whatever the hell that place is. I don't even know. And I was looking for marmots, because there's marmots that live in that property. And I'm sitting there looking for marmots, and I'm trying to drive at the same time that I'm looking for marmots. This is highly dangerous, of course. And I'm looking for marmots... And I'm just sort of getting past the place where the marmots are, and I'm like, no marmots today. And then something is in the corner of my eye. I'm like, what the hell? And there's a big bird flying right above me. Well, not right above me, just off to the side a little bit and about 4 meters above my car. I was like, holy crap, what kind of bird is that? It's a blue heron. So this blue heron and I flew at approximately the same speed down Fort Street, and he was coming over here. And that's why I'm now at the heronry. I'm looking up into the heron trees. I think I see a heron beak sticking out of one nest. Is that a heron? Turn and look over here, homie. I can't tell if there's a heron in there or not. We need to get closer and look at some other nests. As I was driving by the other heron tree, the heron tree that's by the pond at Mulhall's, I didn't see any herons, but I can't see him anymore because, well, all the trees are leafy now. Leafy. Everything is so leafy out here, too. It's leafy. It's so leafy. Oh, which is good because that means there's canopy that I can get under. Got the sun out today. It is a sunny day. It's a little warmer than it was yesterday. It's probably a little bit warmer than is smart for me to be out. Wait, was that a sentence in the English language? It might not be a wise idea for me to be out here today. It's a little bit warm, but due to my heat acclimation this last week, I'm wondering if I might be okay for a while. And now that I'm under canopy, I'm in the shade, so blah, blah, blah. No sun directly on me. And there's a cool breeze. Oh, and there's a big bumbler. Wow, look at this big, fat bumblebee. He's found some flowers to land on. Oh, I brought my camera. If he got in the sun, maybe I could take a picture. I do like to take pictures of bees in flight. It has happened twice, or is it three times now? In macro mode, yes, macro. bee photographs. I'm the master. I want to get up on this bee. Here he is. Oh, look at him. Jeez, he's an inch long. That's 2.5 centimeters. He's 2.5 centimeters long. He's 1 centimeter wide. He's like 1 centimeter in diameter. This is a fat bee. Oh, look at him. He's got big, long wings. Each wing is at least 2 centimeters long. Wow. He's flying around. Let's see if we can get the microphone up to him and so we can hear him buzz, buzz. Yeah, he's moving. Hey, buddy. Oh, cool. He just zoomed by me. And he went zoos, and I said, hey, how are you? He's zooming around on these flowers. I like bees. I like big bumblers. I like the big fat bees. All right, so let's work our way over here into the poop zone, the heron poop zone. See if there's anything going on. I'm also checking the ground. I'm looking for fungus. When do we start seeing Harrisium? Harrisium is, usually June. We're getting close. It's been warm. We've had some good rains. Maybe we'll find some Harrisium. That would be nice. I could use the money. Well, actually, the truth of the matter is, I don't know if I have a buyer for Harrisium anymore. Bicycle. You bet. We got the bicyclist bicycling today here on the path. And I'm standing under the heron trees looking up trying to spot herons. And I don't see any. I'm also looking on the ground. Well, but what I was saying, Harrisium, I don't know if I've got a mushroom guy anymore. I used to take my mushrooms to Jimmy, not his real first name. And I would trade mushrooms for meals in his restaurant. Had this incredibly amazingly great Chinese restaurant in my neighborhood. Canton House. It was sort of your traditional American Cantonese type of restaurant, but it was a little bit more low rent. It was more diner style. So imagine, your traditional sort of Cantonese menu, but sort of more like in a diner setting. It's crazy. And the food was insanely good. All right, I'm trying to crane my neck looking up into these giant cottonwood trees. Yeah, see, there's poop on the tree up there. There's not a lot of poop down here. So there's at least like one heron nest up there. Maybe two. I'm trying to listen for heron rattling. They make funny sounds when they're just chilling out. Very funny sounds. And I used to take my mushrooms to Jimmy. And he would make like these punch cards. He would just take one of his business cards. And he would, just like make some marks on it. And I could go in and get some yummy food from him. Jeez, he's got that. I really, really miss that guy and his restaurant. And I'm wondering if he just moved. Because he has had a number of restaurants in town or in the metropolitan area over the years. I suspect he probably just moved and called his restaurant something new, and now I don't know what it is. Anyway, I'm still looking up into the trees looking for herons. I don't see Jack. Oh, is that the same bumblebee? Or is that a different bumblebee? I think I found that bee again. I love bumblebees. They're so great. Anyway, we should check these logs. Checking logs here. Looking at piles of logs on a lovely day in the springtime. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Logs. Look at all those logs. Loggity log logs. Logins. Getting some breeze coming in the trees. Blowing the leaves around. Do-do-do-do. Hey, what's that under that log? Wait. Oh, it's just leaf. Okay. It is, I think, officially mushroom season now. Being as yesterday we found... Well, if you didn't listen to yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, you might want to do that. We found fungus. We found the good kind. Oh, and I forgot to mention. Yesterday, after I was leaving the creek, and, you know, we ended the show in the creek. But then when I was leaving, a little while later, what's this under here? I found another one. I found another Morchella esculenta. It was large, larger than the other ones. And it was up on the surface. And I actually grabbed it. I actually picked it up. It was big as my hand. It was crazy. Crazy. All right, I'm still sort of checking mushrooms on. So we saw, what did we see yesterday, mushroom-wise? Well, the esculentas, of course. We saw some coprinus. It was inky caps. And we saw dryad saddles. So we saw three different species yesterday. And now I'm hoping we find some today. I'm gonna walk off path here and walk over to this hole. Let's look down into this hole here. An eroded hole. I'm probably standing on something that's going to cave in. Huh. I'm trying to see if... You would think there'd be mantis running around in here, but... It doesn't really look like it. Okay. No, it's funny. I don't think I've ever seen a marmot out on this... On this side. In this zone, so to speak. This is where we always run into deer and herons. And probably, have I ever seen a fox out here? I don't remember. Oh, speaking of deer, hi, hello, I see you. There's a deer down in the creek. See, right in the sun, I'm trying to get my camera. Damn it, it's moving. There's a deer right there. She was in the sun. She was in the sun, but now she moved, and now she looks just like a tree. Sort of a sideways tree. Okay, there's got to be more, I was just about to say, and yes, there's another one. Hi! Oh, damn it, and now that I get my camera out, now it's moving too. Two white-tailed deer. They're working their way up the side of the creek now. I'm just going to go over there. Oh yeah, now that I'm making noise, they're spooked a little bit. They have jumped up onto the bank on the other side, and now they are sort of galloping. They're jogging through the cornfield on the other side of the creek. Do-do-do-do-do, there they go. Bah-bah-bah, bye-bye. Oh yeah. And this is the spot where I usually like to come down into the creek and see what's going on, because we usually see some dudes. Well, we finally saw some deer on the Dubious Goals Committee. Two deer, the first deer of the season. And we saw two. That's nice. They were very skittish, though. They heard me talking, and they're like, what? And then they heard me walking, and then they were like, let's get out of here. All right, so now that we're here, why don't we go down here a little bit, work my way into the creek valley, and see if there's anything else down here. Looking around, you never know. You never know who you might run into. Let's go down here a little bit further. I'm confused as to where I am. Where's my horsetail plants? Aren't they supposed to be like right down here? Oh yeah, I see him. Oh yeah. It's gonna get overgrown here. I don't know how much longer we're gonna be able to come down here. I better put on my sunglasses. Because one, it's bright, and two, I might need better visual acuity. Because these are prescription sunglasses. Oh, there's birds in the water down there. It's some kind of ducky. I see two ducks. I can't tell what kind of ducks they are from here. But they're swimming upstream away from me. Okay, maybe everything comes in twos today. Well, except for that one heron that I saw earlier. Well, you weren't there, so that doesn't count. So we got two deer, two ducks. Wait, is that three ducks? No, I can't tell. I gotta go down here a little further. Now they're trying to maneuver. Yeah, that's just two ducks. And some tracks in the mud down there, and I can't tell what they are, though. Probably raccoon. All right, I'm gonna head back up. I'm in the sun and I don't like it. It's starting to hurt. So I'm glad we saw some deer. I wish I could have gotten a photo. Not that it would have been much of anything. They're kind of far away. But they were in the sun, and so they would have been visible. It would have been great. What else is going on around here? Some kind of bird conflict behind me. What kind of plants do we got down here? Oh, we got little trees. We got Virginia creeper. We've got some nettles starting up. Yikes. Stay away from the nettles, Tobe. We got those little plants that make the little flowers. We got some dandelions. Trees. And grass. It's all very exciting. Oh, it's finally like real springtime. And there's canopy. There's leaves. Things are green. Super excited about the greenness. I like green, generally speaking. I like most green stuff. A lot of green stuff is good. Vegetables are good. Oh, that's what I'm going to eat for lunch again today. Or maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should mix up my diet. Wait, why am I walking this way? Oh, it's because of that damn butterfly. I'm following a butterfly for no reason. Okay, so there's a butterfly flying down there. Turn around. He led me out into the sun. I gotta get back into the forest. Under the protection of all the leaves. The leafiness. Leafy. Everything is so leafy. It's leafy. Oh man, I love being out here. I'm having a good time. I was kind of concerned. Because before I left my house, I checked the weather channel, and the weather channel said, oh, it's a little warm for you today, Tobe. It's about 25. 25 is too warm for Tobe. 22 is about my limit. And I looked out my window. I noticed it was sunny. And then I looked at the thermometer. And the thermometer said it was way too hot. And I thought, oh, damn it. I guess I'm not going outside today. I guess I'll have to stay indoors and do dubious goals committee inside. And I was sort of preparing to do that. When then I realized, wait a minute, no. That thermometer reads high during the day because it gets the direct sunlight on it and it's in an unusual spot. It's under some things where it holds the heat in, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'll bet you it's not really that hot out. So I jumped in my car and I came out here. And it sort of is and isn't simultaneously. It's warm, but now that I'm sort of used to the heat, or, you know, half acclimated to it, I'm kind of okay. I'm in the shade. The wind is blowing. I'm not exerting myself. I'm doing all right, and it was all right. This is how I like it. I don't want to be hot. I don't want to be cold. Hey, what is that over there by that tree stump? Is that a it's too low. Is that a mushroom? What is that? Okay, between me and this stump, it's a whole bunch of fallen down tree limbs and stuff. Can I get around? Oh, geez. Now we gotta go bushwhacking. All right. Put the camera back in your pocket, Tub. Off the path we go. And now we gotta step over logs and dodge between trees and... where is it? It's on the other side of that stump, right over there. Here's some old dryad saddles from last year. Man, this was a big one. It's busted up now, but there's dryad saddles on the base of this tree. Now, where am I going? I'm going through those nettles. Those are nascent nettles. Are they gonna hurt me? What if I go around here and then sort of bend this tiny tree out of my way? Yeah, that kind of works. Am I being rude to this tree? Maybe. But now we can get down. Wow. Okay. We've got conchs on this stump. And why is there concrete down around in here? Whatever I was looking at, whatever I was seeing over here, was I seeing this piece of bark? Was not a mushroom. But this stump, this is the tree that broke off in the wind a couple weeks ago. This stump is 3 meters high. This tree stump is a good 80 centimeters in diameter. And the tree broke off and fell that way. And on the stump, there are conchs. There are polypores. And some of these are just massive. It's like there's little half saucers sticking up out of the side of the tree. Oh yes, here's what I saw that I thought was a mushroom. It's a piece of bark that is strangely colored, and it's directly in the sun, so it looks like it's yellow. It looks like it's a giant morel laying over or something, but it's not. All right, I need to actually get out of this, because now I am starting to feel everything. Okay, let's get back up here. Now, how did I get in here? Climbing over that log, going that way, okay. There's some feathers on this piece of bark down here. Did somebody get eaten? Some interesting feathers. Those are underneath feathers. Ugh. Up the logs, down the logs. Over the logs. I'm logging it. Ooh. Walking around in the forest, climbing over logs. It's what I do. Okay. Back on the path. Okay, well, now we know where all the polypores are. They're on that stump. Now the breeze is cooling me off. It's so nice. I'm just about back into the poop zone, or what used to be the poop zone. There's not a lot of heron poop. Oh, here's another little interesting feather. It's yellow. Lots of interesting feathers today. Lots of bird conflicts. Little birds arguing about bird stuff. And I'm checking these logs over here. This is a known heraceum spot, so we're just gonna double check. We're gonna need some more rain. Now that it's warm, we need more rain. You know, this next good rain that we get, and there might be some tonight. I did see that on the Weather Channel. Later tonight, we might get some rain moving in. That would be great, because then we'll start to see some more of the exciting types of fungus. Whoa, what was that? Where'd he go? There he is. Big bee. Big bee went buzzing by my head. Anyone over there? I can't get him now. Okay, Mr. Bee, you see you later. I think it was that same bee we were checking out earlier. All right, so I've left the heronry behind, sort of. Walking out of the forest, the path loops around here. I'm going to walk back into the forest over here in this area, which is an interesting fungal zone because there's this dip and water collects down here. Yeah, and there's this old stump. It's about a meter out of the ground, and it's about a meter wide. And there's some stagnant water just sitting there. This is a good mushroom area. This stump is just covered in mycelial netting. That's all you can see. Let's move up here a little bit. It's starting to get soft. Mycelial netting. I've seen various kinds of mushrooms grow on this stump. And I'm beginning to wonder. Oh, there's a bee. Bumbler. Big bumbler. By the water. He's checking stuff out. He's looking for yummy bee snacks, which is what? Pollen? I gotta wonder, is that a spring? There's water coming out of the bank there. There he is. Oh, I was trying to get the microphone. He came up to the stump. I'm standing in front of the stump. The bee came by and he said, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm checking out this stump, looking for fungus." He's like, "I'm looking for flowers." I'm like, "That's cool too, dude. That is cool too." Because I'm down with bees. Maybe we should go up here on the other side. Check these logs. Anything on the logs? No, not yet. We need more rain. We need more rain. The next rain will bring us lots of coprinus. Maybe we'll get some coprinus. The famous and very large shaggy mane. Everybody loves shaggy manes. I need rain for heraceums. I'm turning around and I'm heading the other direction. What's that? Oh, I hear a flicker up in a hollow tree somewhere. Ta-tuck, 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 ta-tuck. Stump. I'm looking at tree stumps. That one's all eaten away by mushrooms. Okay. Boy, the next time we come out here, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be full of crazy mushroom funness. Maybe we'll get some heraceums. I'm going to walk back to my car. This puts me in direct sunlight, but that's okay. I'm going to drive back up Fort Street and look for more herons. I look for those deer. Those deer went towards town. They kind of were heading towards Heronhaven. And I'll look for some more marmots over by MUD. I gotta think of what I want to eat today. Do I want more vegetables and rice, or should I mix it up? I should probably eat something different. I need to vary my diet. And if you're that interested, I'll tell you what happened tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm 10 steps away from my car, so I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.